The suit filed this week claims that the Ponderay Public Utility District illegally bought a parcel of land from the county to sell to the Canadian company Hi-Test, along with three other parcels it already owned and had declared as surplus. Boise attorney Norm Semenko, who represents the citizens group opposed to the project, says specific state guidelines were ignored because the parcel needed to be declared as surplus before any sale.
The PUD has to actually notice in the paper under the statute that they are intending to designate something surplus and hold a hearing. So the public was denied the hearing required by statute. They simply sold it without declaring it surplus. If they don't declare it surplus, they have to have an election. So either it was surplus and they didn't follow the process, including a public notice and public hearing, or it wasn't surplus and they failed to have an election. Either way, the public was denied due process under the law, which required by the statute, for the sale of PUD property.
The company hopes to build a smelter in Newport that they say would bring 150 jobs to the region. Many area residents are concerned that the smelter will degrade the environment, and they cite the company's own modeling studies that it would emit about 320,000 tons of greenhouse gases, 760 tons of sulfur dioxide, and 700 tons of nitrogen oxide each year. The Kalispell Tribe and Washington State Central Democratic Committee have also come out against that proposed smelter project. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.